0484 101045. Text us whenever you want. We've got to make this quick. We've got to get Margot Parker out of here. She's been in pain all day.
My shoulders!
She's done her back, and
I just shake my head and think, well, lucky to be alone.
Oh, you two are a bunch of idiots.
You pushed through today, and we...
If anyone knows that bloke, we need to get him on the show. He's just a sensation, that fella.
Latrell Mitchell.
No, that bloke.
No,
the other bloke, the lucky to be alive fella. Yeah. Hey, in terms of, we are on the burner phone, aren't we?
Yes.
Marcus from Ormiston with a really specific AFL question. Lions, of course, play Bulldogs tonight from 6:20. One for Dad. What's that got to do with the French Revolution?
No, Lions.
Okay.
This is the Lions theme song. Remember the French stole it from the Lions?
Oh, that's
those
right.
Dirty
17
pricks.
After Bastille.
They invented a time machine to go back
song
in time.
Symbolises our revolution, and they went, get the Brisbane Lions club song.
Arseholes.
Mm. One for Dan.
Oh, what's that little bit?
Oh, that's where it tweaks.
It's like Jaws.
See,
did they steal that from Jaws?
Is that a tuba?
Could have been.
What's that instrument?
That's strings.
That's a
big cello thing.
Oh, righto.
Double bass.
What does Marcus want?
One for Dan, he says. Hello. See, the Bulldogs are debuting Artie Jones tonight against the Lions. I haven't checked my team list. Is that right, Dan?
I've never heard of Artie Jones.
All right, he's debuting. Reckon he should even bother learning the team song. Oh, good AFL humour.
The best and fairest for the Bulldogs is playing tonight. On our team.
Lions.
Yeah, Josh Dunkley. He won the best and fairest at the Doggies last year.
Which team?
For the Lions. He's playing for us.
No, you missed it. But you've missed your opportunity.
The Orange team. That's GWS.
Oh, God, you do some... That's,
Orange team.
That's a Brisbane Roar. And also the Dutch.
Orange team.
So Dunkley moved up here to be with his girlfriend, who then...
moved to Adelaide.
What the... is that? Sort that out. She pissed off. He's like, I'm here. Where are you? She's playing netball in Adelaide.
She's the Firebirds.
That was the
missing
thing
her
ever
as well.
Anyway, Marcus, I'd say don't bother.
Okay. Speaking as beautiful, we did.
Beautiful bounce time, by the way, tonight.
6:20. Bloody terrific.
Why?
Hey, this
is that
last,
beautiful?
Nice last week of daylight saving, too.
Oh.
Nice early, you were speaking about that bloke who lost five fingers.
Yes.
It'll be in the podcast.
His middle finger.
Steve. I just shake my head and think, well. Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, listen, I wish someone had chopped your fingers off because I've had enough of that. That you'll use that too much. Well, that was before. I didn't want you to use it again. And people go, oh, they play that all the time. Just take it easy, okay?
All right.
Steve from Algeria.
I don't think we'll be able to use that other one for a little while, particularly after what happened in Nashville the other day.
This one, the moon pie.
Yeah.
No, if that girl had found, if a moon pie shop was open, there wouldn't have been six dead people on our hands.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up, eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Good advice for America.
It's simple stuff.
But truly, quit murdering people, you idiots.
You numpties. Back to the amputation of a fingers.
Steve from Algestar.
Says there's an old tradie saying that these blokes need to hear. Never put your fingers where you wouldn't put your willy. It's crude, but it gets the point across.
Get your hand off my penis!
Reece Walsh, that'll be in the podcast as well. He's been putting his willy in
people. You know when we spoke to Jaden from Perga the other day, where we were talking about when machines attack and all those stupid warning labels and it says don't put your genitals on the chainsaw.
Yeah.
I actually, one of our listeners, I think it's Steve White, sent me a video of a guy trying to start a chainsaw with the chainsaw
blade
in between his legs.
Holding the chain.
And he's like...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shit. Hey, there's plenty of places you put your fingers where you wouldn't put your willy, though.
Like up your nose?
Great one. Great example. But just cooking.
Up your bum?
Yeah, but in the oven to get something out of the oven.
Imagine if you had a big roaring stiffy and stirring the stir fry.
The soup.
I'm particularly disgusted by this behaviour and I will not tolerate it.
I love the podcast. You can say whatever you like.
You can.
Where else wouldn't you put your willy that you'd put your fingers? Or put your fingers. Never put your fingers where you wouldn't put your willy.
Yeah, that's stupid because you do heaps of stuff with your fingers.
Yeah, sometimes if you can't turn the mower off, you've got to pull the spark plug, the thing off the spark plug, you wouldn't put your willy there, would you?
Just changing a tire. Or a screwdriver. Any things you do with it, you're not going to change. You're not going to unscrew something with your willy.
You're not going to start the car, grab the keys with your willy.
Down
start
the bath plug or something, you know?
Huh?
Down the bath plug.
Oh, no, you're not.
You know, when you're like trying to get the hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you get out with your willy?
No.
Just be gentle with your willy.
That's why you have underpants to keep it hidden.
Do you wear underpants?
Mm.
Not all the time.
On in your terry toweling shorts?
No, sometimes in the toweling shorts.
You're wearing
no.
toweling shorts today.
Oh, I am too. I've got underpants on.
He has told me that one of the benefits of the toweling shorts is if you don't wear undies and you get a bit of dribble after you go to a wee-wee.
That's you don't have to shake as solidly.
Vigorously.
Can I just read you one
he
thing?
He saw me at the urinal and went, don't shake it that much, mate.
Can I? This is a story.
Is he looking at you shake your willy in the urinal? Do I need to make it a complaint?
I'm particularly disgusted by this behaviour and I will not tolerate it.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Did you
look
have
at
to say to him?
No, you I'm don't. Blinking you don't at look Margo. At blokes.
I'm blinking.
But you can see how hard.
Did you need to say to him?
He's in the room though. I can't. Oh, which one? There's so many to play.
Stop it.
No.
Disgusting!
No, the other one.
Which one do you want?
You might need that disgusting.
Get your.
Get your hand.
Oh, really good.
Get your hand off my penis!
Okay, you really had enough good. Yet?
Well done.
Listen to this.
You now, mangled dog.
We forgot, did we talk
about... Marto was sexually massaging me in here earlier.
I was massaging your supraspinatus muscle that
Whoa,
goes...
Oh, excuse me.
Supraspinatus.
It was the muscle shot. Below her scapula. I kept it above board.
You popped a subpar spinatus. I wouldn't call it super.
Look, I'm no hands. Listen, we never got to this during the show.
I can't continue.
Okay, this is worthwhile.
Okay, go.
You know how Essendon got in trouble for injecting their players a few years ago?
No, and that guy got the flick.
This is still going on. Stephen Dank.
Dank, yeah.
Oh, and the coach,
et cetera.
And the weapon.
Yeah, the coach. Dean Robinson.
There's a doctor who said he wasn't sure what was going on and he thought one of the other doctors know. So at Melanotin 2, he said, I didn't know about it, but what it does, it turns you brown without you having to go to the sun. It also gives
melanin.
You... And it gives you rip-roaring erections.
Yeah, melanin. But what did you call it? Melanotin.
Melanotan 2, it's called. Oh, a different thing, probably.
It's got high levels of melanin in it.
Yeah.
So melanin is a skin.
But what about the rip-roaring erections?
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want when you're wearing tight shorts.
And with them running around playing for Essendon, but with that tan, they've suddenly joined the...
Orange team.
Well done to you today, Margo, pushing through
Today
I feel disabled.
When I was trying to start the chainsaw before, that was between my legs.
With your willy.
With my willy. I don't have a willy.
Well, not anymore. That's if you probably did before you started the chainsaw.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
Lego Masters, Grand Masters airs Easter Monday, 7:30 p.m. Channel 9, 9 now for its fifth and biggest season yet. Brace for impact here.
Who will be Australia's first Grand Masters?
There can be only one
team of two.
Soon on 9.
No, not soon. Easter
Elite
Monday.
Elite group of champion builders being thrown together. This is incredible.
We've got a picture of Hamish Blake in front of us looking like Dracula with Brickman in the distance behind him.
It's like he's going on an Arctic exhibition.
God, what sort of training, Hamish, have you had to do to be back in form?
Hello, Hamish.
Literally just get dragged into the room. How are you guys? Yes, no, that's the work of good old promos and publicity. I mean, I guess it's more exciting than having me. To give it that sort of like magical feel, it's just more exciting than just having me in a jumper going, all right, guys, well, build away. It's on. But it is, I will tell you this, it does warrant the deep voice because it is the greatest of all time.
How is it going to be different from the last four seasons, which have just been
because it's bigger,
incredible,
Grand Masters?
Jesus, the block just did season 18. You don't answer this kind of question.
Is Lego introduced new colours?
Oh,
well,
a teal.
New combinations. I mean, I think there's some fact that like six, like 2x4 Lego bricks can be put together something like a billion different ways. So we don't need to introduce new colours. No one could ever come up with all the combinations of Lego bricks that you can put together. But the reason it's the greatest of all time is because, we've got past champions, past finalists, best builders back. I would be honest with you and tell you if in fact we got them back and we're like, oh, well, we just discovered we'd sort of seen all their tricks and it didn't really work. But it did go to another level. And so I think it legitimately is the best of all time because now they're all trying to beat each other.
They're all proper.
And they're all, yeah, they've all been there before, so they know what they're doing.
Hey, you talk about the block. A Brickman, along with Scotty Cam, probably Australia's two most famous builders these days. What was the Brickman doing before you made him famous? Was he laying real bricks or anything?
Good question. Yeah, luckily for him, he owes me everything. no, he was right. Brickman. I will never say his real name on air. To me, he's always Iron Man, never Tony Stark.
he's not a superhero, Hamish. He plays a Lego. You've obscured him in the promo shot. We can barely see him. He's in the shadows.
Yeah, exactly. As long as he's blurred out.
Where did he come from?
Brickman. He's one of only. I think there's about 14 in the world. They're people called Lego certified professionals.
Oh, wow.
And so that means that they've been bestowed the honour from the Lego Corporation in Denmark. They're the ones. So he was building stuff way before the show came along. Like, he built a McLaren F1 car for the Grand Prix last year. And any big build you see around, that's Brickman.
All right.
When that comes in the box, that big F1 car, what's the age? You know how it's normally 4+, 6+? Would that be 18+?
The life-size F1? Yeah. I think it's actually probably worth more than an actual F1 car. Yeah.
Lego pieces.
Just a cheeky $4.2 million car or whatever it is.
Hey, Hamish, on the news here last night, they had the truck show's coming up and they had about 8 blokes. They were normal truck builders, but they're building a Lego truck full size to...
Oh, yeah.
All right, which makes Dan and I, we were just talking about it, why can't you build a real Lego house and solve the housing crisis in Australia?
Oh, Lord.
Again, I mean, not to disturb my overlords in Denmark. They cost a Lego brick. They ain't the cheapest.
It's a good point,
aren't they?
It's a good point. It'd actually be more expensive to solve the housing crisis with Lego. I didn't think about that.
And there'd need to be a fourth little pig then as
well.
Would a Lego house be more expensive than a proper house?
Oh,
totally.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Mate, would it?
A box of Lego.
If you're building it out of Star Wars Lego, mate, there's like, it'd be like Bezos and Elon Musk could afford it, and that'd be it.
Yeah, like boxes of Lego can fetch up to like $80, $90, $100.
Yeah, but Hamish, how cool.
Bloody good value.
How
bloody
cool.
Good value. Great value. Good value. You can play with it forever.
But have you seen how expensive timber is these days?
Yeah, but how cool, Hamish, though, unfortunate people who found themselves between houses to live in a life-size Millennium Falcon.
Oh. I mean, it'd be amazing. And the great thing about the Lego house is, too, you can just rearrange it to be a different house any time you want. Like, it literally could just be like, I'm going to do a bathroom reno. It'll take me half an hour. I'm going to move the shower over here.
Lego Masters, Grandmasters. It's back Easter Monday, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9 now for 5th and, I'm told to say, biggest season yet, as confirmed by Hamish Blake.
The most recent.
Have you got Dr. Carl's Krzelecniki on your show? He's on our... our bonus show in the morning.
How do you say his name?
Krzelecniki?
I don't know. Krzelecniki?
How do you say it?
I just look at this.
I mean, I guess you can ask him in the morning, but yes, we do have him, but he's able to do both because I assume he's live for you guys, and we have recorded that episode because that's how it was in the promo. But he brings the house down when he comes on. I mean, you get a bunch of Lego fanatics in the room, and you introduce Dr. Carl.
Oh, my God.
Sparks fly.
Can I just one quick one? Right. Programming, Easter Monday, 7:30.
Dan did do the wrap-up.
I'm going again.
Are we playing but well past the start?
Hamish, you're the radio. Do I have to do the credit again?
Probably actually a good time to ask about how to do good radio, because Hamish obviously
one
had
of the kings.
The best radio show like ever for a really long period of time.
Have you got any advice? We're just a couple of youngsters battling away
over here in Brisbane. Any advice for us to do better?
Do you think you're doing everything you need to do? Just follow your gut, go with your heart.
No. Maybe when Dan, says goodbye and does the out, we shut up.
Yeah. You should
practice the pronunciations off air. I mean, I always find that helps.
Is it Hamish? Is this live? We can just edit this out. Good. This will be fine.
Don't edit anything ever. That's the other thing.
I just want to ask you one further thing, and this is for everybody. This is serious. It's running Easter Monday night at 7:30. Everyone's had a gutful. Is that a good time to run the first episode? You think about where you're at. You've had a huge weekend. It's all Easter's over.
Monday night, it's, you're full of chocolate, you want? And you just want to sit on the couch with a belly full of chocolate.
Do you want to watch Lego or not?
Just watch Lego. Family event.
I'm going to say that is what everyone wants.
That is exactly what everybody wants, Hamish.
He's reading.
That's
it
a great. That's a what a great way to recover.
Great way to round out Easter.
We've run out of time. It's the only way I can get them to stop talking, Hamish, is just play the Oscars music. Thank you, sir.
That's good. It works for me.
Lego Masters, Grandmasters.
You've already done this bit. Marto, Margo and Dan
on Triple M. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's thought on sport.
Hey, we'll have a little Broncos story just after 8:30. There's a chance that Reece Walsh might be rubbed out of the game for some time. Don't take that too seriously, but that's after 8:30. But now I want to talk about the Dolphins. They're playing, of course, Saturday afternoon against the
Red and White. How are we going to tell them apart?
Oh,
you know, when you accidentally...
Interesting.
In netball, sometimes they go, pass it to me. And then you pass it to that person, but it's not your teammate, and they trick you.
Often happens when teammates from the year before swap over and they know the nickname of the guy running with the ball and they use the nickname, and of course he just...
Come on, the Dolphins have gold.
But the Dolphins will have an away jersey, I would figure, so we'll see what that is. But just talking about that, you heard in the news, 300 games this weekend, Jesse Bromwich, what an effort, played most of his career down at the Storm. And I don't know if you were listening to us, we were telling the story in here, I think Snowy, our producer, was telling the story about the Bromwich brothers, but he started telling it yesterday, but first of all, he's a proud man.
Very proud Kiwi, so to be the sixth Kiwi to reach 300 is very special.
I thought I'd let him tell you that he was a Kiwi in case you didn't pick up on the accent.
Which
so
number
he's a Briwi.
What number Kiwi is he?
He's very proud Kiwi, so to be the sixth Kiwi.
The sixth Kiwi.
The sixth.
Oh, was the sixth?
Sixth.
Let's not be silly about this. But he did tell us. He told the story. It was Kenny.
Huge
Bromwich.
Achievement.
I know it is enormous. 300 games of NRL. You're a legend officially. And that Jesse Bromwich. Can you imagine? He'll be in the NRL Hall of Brain one day because he's taken a lot of knocks. Doesn't appear so far. But we'll see how it goes. He always wanted to play in the NRL. He said.
It was always a dream of mine to play in the NRL. But when you're 17, 18, you haven't had a look, all your mates have been picked up and, you know, you haven't had anything, it starts to dawn on you that, you know, it might not be for you.
What about that?
That's sad.
So you know, he never played in any of the rep teams?
Benji Marshall.
Yeah.
Very similar to Benji.
They're both Kiwis.
No, but Kiwis don't all sound the same.
Oh, a lot of them do.
Oh, that's so racist from you. How dare
that's
you?
That's casually racist.
It's like we're working with bloody Prince Philip
in
here.
It's saying like all Australians sound the same.
Let's keep it on Jesse Bromwich.
I just thought if my eyes were closed and I didn't know that was Jesse Bromwich, it sounded a lot like Benji.
What, all Kiwis look the same to you today?
No.
1-3-3-5-3 with complaints.
Don't make this about anything that it was intended
to be. This is about Jesse Bromwich celebrating his 300th game. And I wanted
what has his brother got to do with it?
Well, I wanted to tell you how it happened because Kenny Bromwich was signed by the Storm, so he's there training away, okay, but one day Jesse drove with him to training and hopped out of the car and they looked over, this is the story I'd been told and Jesse confirmed it yesterday, they looked over and said, what is that thing? And it was Jesse Bromwich. What is your brother? Get him out. Well, he started telling the story.
Brad Arthur came over to me and he was the coach of the 20s at the time and he asked me if I wanted to have a run. So I said, oh, yeah, sweet. I was like, yep, sweet. Jumped in, trained that day, and then he asked me if I could play that weekend.
Did what he go on to become a better player than his brother?
He's probably the reason. Hold on. Have you heard? Can you just play quickly? 5-1-1.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot about this bit. There's every chance Kenny's only there because of Jesse. Listen to this for this momentous occasion. What's Kenny done for him?
Yeah, he got the Weber out and bought some expensive steaks and stuff like that. But he actually said a couple words before our dinner too, which is, you know, I thought it was a really nice gesture. We don't really do formal things like that. So, you know, for him to do that was really special and he bought me a really nice gift.
Now, what about
that's
that?
Beautiful. A couple of expensive steaks.
Yes.
All steak is expensive at the moment, I'm pretty sure.
I love that Jesse said we don't really do formal things like that. What, get the Weber out?
Yeah.
Have some steaks. That's a formal.
I know you'll hit me with a casual racism, but normally they'd do a hungy.
Oh, how dare you? Complaints.
They're modern Kiwis.
They're not all the same.
They're into
barbecuing. Aren't they?
Hey, Jesse Bromwich is actually on the rush hour today to respond to your claims of casual racism, I'm guessing. 4:10, your chance to win tickets to the Dolphins' next home game against the Bunnies, April 13. Up next You can't say that.
Well, yeah. I think we just said a lot of things we shouldn't have.
We say everything.
Oh, tough. Mardo, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Well, so far we've only heard one side of the story about the Gabba, you know, until the other day when, oh, yeah, this is what it's going to cost. Just don't look over there. This has got nothing to do with any of you people. Well, we're the ones who pay the money. And finally, someone had the courage to stand up and go, does the Gabba really need to be redeveloped?
Let's be honest. The infrastructure of the Gabba is for the AFL and cricket. The Olympics and Paralympics will use it for a month. If they could just give it a coat of paint.
And here he is live. Matt Carroll, CEO of the Australian Olympic Committee. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Did that cop a bit of flack for you?
Oh, look, I think, there's a lot of interesting questions at the end of the speech the other day, which ranged from submarines to venues to visas and all things in between. Look, yeah, it's obviously done. A nice new stadium for the Olympics is great, but you know that's the point I was making is that the Olympics and Paralympics will use it for a month. Gabba's reaching the end of its days and needs a rebuild as well.
But the other point you were making, and that didn't get so widely distributed, was that all the sports that make up the Olympics, they're not getting enough money. And remember what happened at the Sydney Olympics? 71 medals in 17 sports. Are they getting left behind all these big sports?
Well, what we're saying is we actually want to get the full legacy benefit out of sport, putting aside the Olympics, because it's more important than the Olympics, is that in the investment in the Olympic and Paralympic and Commonwealth Games sports, 13 and a bit million participants, bigger than professional codes or the highly paid codes, is an opportunity for the country.
What about venues that we already have, like I think it's now called QSAC, Queensland Sports Academy, whatever it's called. It used to be QE2, ANZ Stadium once upon a time. They are already built for track and field purposes. Why not spend the money on venues like that instead of recreating a whole new venue that's already great for the purpose that it has intended, which is cricket and AFL?
Well, as I said, it's a decision of the Queensland government in terms of management of their sporting assets. Nothing lasts forever. It needs to be rebuilt. Here's an opportunity to do it. But as I said, it's going to benefit AFL and cricket before and after the game, which is for 4 weeks, including our friends at Paralympics.
Hey, Matt, the AFL are always telling us how cash rich they are. There's a story in the news today about how they've got 1 million members across Australia. They own Marvel Stadium. They've got a big, beautiful asset there in Melbourne. Could you do an agreement with them where they fund 10% of the stadium, say, and then going forward they get 10% of the profits? Like, make it a business deal, save some of the taxpayers' money, and, you know, give them, like, a bite of the cherry.
Well, I think that's a very good question to put to Gil McLaughlin.
Can you give us something to look forward to, Matt? Obviously, the games are going to be here in Brisbane in 2032. There's been a lot of talk about how much it's costing us and infrastructure this and that, and is it worth having, and no games ever make any money, and it's more of a detriment to the city. What can you tell us and our listeners that's going to be a really positive influence on Brisbane? It's going to be, you know, a great impact for our city long term. What can you tell us about what that looks like?
Well, I think first thing, if they cast their minds back to Sydney 2000 and how successful that was for the city of Sydney and for the country, the same thing will happen for Brisbane and the southeast Queensland and for Queensland in general. The world's coming. The best athletes are coming. But most importantly, in that lead-in time, it's going to be inspiration for young Queenslanders to be at the games. You ask any of the athletes who competed in Sydney in front of a home crowd, and they talk of the, they'll call it the magical moment, life-changing moment.
Hey, Matt, before we let you go, the Ibis. It's off the table for the mascot, is it? Definitely. Definitely no chance of bringing
it up. Is that one of Matt's jobs? Yeah.
I really don't think we need to display the bin chicken to the world.
Come on, Matt. It's an icon.
Can you give us an idea or an indication of what are the front runners?
There's one of the good things in my job. I've got to look after the Australian Olympic team. That you need to put those questions to our friends at the organising committee.
Could you imagine when they come here and they go, what is that? Well, that's a cane toad.
How about an ibis, a cane toad, and the Bundaberg rum bear in Queensland?
What about the building?
Yeah, have a think.
Well, that's true. You can have a competition.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Matt.
Carroll there, CEO of the Australian Olympic Committee, wasting his time with us on Triple M.
I know, right? Poor Matt.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaners.
Hey, can I just tell you about the most Brisbane thing that ever happened to me? Just happened yesterday. Been trying to get back to Brisbane for a while because I lived here for a decade when I went to uni and I moved to Melbourne and then the Gold Coast. I've been working my way back up, but it's bloody good to be back.
Yeah.
But one of my mates is actually living in our house down the Gold Coast. He was coming at Brizzy. So I said, I'll catch up with you quickly. He was driving past where we live. Let's get together. So we're just having a chat out the front of the apartment we're in. His name's Cluggy is his nickname. And a bloke who lives in the building, Burley, who's been overseas in Argentina for a while. He was walking in. I hadn't seen him in a couple of months. I said, oh, Burles. Hey, Cluggy Burles. Yeah. And this is where the most Brisbane thing in the world happens. Burley looks at him. These blokes have just met in my mind. He goes, hey, were you just in Argentina? This Cluggy said to him. He goes, yeah, you were playing polo with Gresham, weren't you? Oh, yeah, how do you know Gresham? So you know Gresham's older brother. Oh, yeah, Dave. Yeah, so Dave and I used to date the same girl back. Oh, did you go to Churchy? Yeah. I ended up actually just having to leave.
They knew each other.
They had never met.
Brisbane's great like
everybody
this.
Everybody knows everybody.
I had to walk
Six
away.
6 degrees.
I became redundant all in the right. conversation. I had to leave. I just left them to it. They'd swap numbers. They're now friends. I'm all like, right. God, it's good to be back.
I had one of these yesterday too. So up out of the car, you know, I said Hillary and the boyfriend have bought a house. They've got an ant infestation. I hop out of the car because I saw this pest guy over the road. I said, hey, mate, is there a problem in Brisbane with ants? And then we started chatting, and 15 minutes later,
you love
I realised that Hilly's boyfriend was a mate of this bloke. So he said, I'll come over and do that job for nothing because Max's old man. Yeah, we're old mates from years ago. I went, how good's Brisbane? And he just went, how good's Brisbane?
Well, I had the same thing happen to me last night too at the Sports Awards presentation. Yeah. The lady who's the secretary for the P&F, she said to me, oh, I heard you met my friend Tanya. And I went, oh, Tanya from the real estate agent. She goes, yeah, she's the stylist that came and styled your property before you put it up.
Jesus Christ.
How good's Brizzy?
How good is Brizzy? Yeah. My only problem is when I get involved in the high school chat, where do you go, Churchy? I went to Grandma. Where'd you go?
I went
to Nambour State High. Yeah.
When you said the most Brisbane thing happened to you, I thought you were going to say you bought a house you couldn't afford.
Oh, yeah, no, I have done that.
Oh, you've done that as well.
I've done that as well.
Welcome to Brisbane.
Yeah, I'll be working 7 days a week for 30 years. That's all right.
That's everybody.
That's fine.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as...
What about this gentleman? The Gabba has been in much contention at the moment because of the upgrades that the government wants to do. And the local councilman for the Gabba, or Woolloongabba, Mr. Shree, Jonathan Shree.
Colourful character
retiring.
He is.
Retiring. Sad. As they, the Brisbane City Council.
He keeps on getting arrested.
I don't even know who he is.
He's the piss taker. We've had him on the show at some stage.
He looks like a bit of a hippie.
He is a hippie, and he represents everything that South Brisbane is about.
Yeah, he's wearing like tie-dye scarves and crocheted colourful beanies.
Is he getting a lot of votes from Stone's Corner?
Greens Council.
That kind of area?
And hippie-ish? The Gabba and South Brisbane,
He's the Greens councillor. Anyway, he's stepping down.
He seems like a decent enough bloke.
Yesterday, the Brisbane City Councillor for Chandler Ward, Ryan Murphy, was delivering remarks in honour of his resignation. And whilst he was delivering those remarks, a song by rap group NWA began playing.
What's that stand for?
I don't know.
Something with attitude.
Playing through the speaker on Mr. Shree's desk before the Gabba councillor who had exited the chamber reappeared and turned it off. And I was like, what is this NWA? Oh. And then it says, F the Police was the song that started playing. I don't know. Are we allowed to play it?
I got something to say.
Wow.
Straight out of
Compton,
baby.
So while the Brisbane council member was delivering a speech on his resignation, just saying thank you for all your hard work and your service,
I think he was taking the piss out of him.
Started playing in the background.
Must have been.
But did you know what the council was saying about him? Have you dug any deeper?
No.
He was saying Oh, God, it's going to take a while here. He was saying he loved to save water so much so that he only showered once a week and he used to come to the committee meetings.
Oh, a bit smelly.
A bit smelly. So, in other words, he was bagging the shit out of him. Oh. And that must be why he was playing that song.
Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
And also, Jonathan Shree's been arrested about six times.
Well, the Greens councillor, Jonathan Shree, as you mentioned, he was unsure, as the Courier Mail questioned him on Wednesday, how the song just happened to come and play. As he said, he only listens to the NWA on occasion. Oh. He says, I quote, they're not on top of my favourite hip-hop groups on the top of the list. In terms of US hip-hop, I'm more into acts like Dead Prez.
How old's this man?
Isn't he a
about.
I don't know, but I like him.
Oh, that's not bad.
And I prefer Australian artists like Briggs. It
is
what
it is, son. It is what it is. Is he the big unit?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's good cool. too. Yeah.
And then he also
Senator
loves
Briggs.
JK47. Every dollar we had, I ain't never going back
to a dime, no. Okay, we've lost a few listeners, but that's okay. Stay with us. You're still on Triple M.
I said F the Police is now officially understood to be the first song ever played in the chamber during a Brisbane council meeting in its 100-year history. Oh,
welcome aboard.
Well done.
Good on your
well
Ice Cube done. And the lads.
Left his place. Oh, Drew Hill and Ice Cube at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre on
Tuesday
night.
Hip-hop
in the building.
Someone should let him know. Anyway, yeah, that's the last time you'll hear that.
We'll never play that again. Yeah,
that is not the one repeat workday song.
Farewell, councillor. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen
in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Looks grim out there from our little perch up the top of Caxton Street here in Petrie Terrace. Rain starting to fall again. Showers, possible storm today, the Bureau saying. Top of 29. Same top 10 tomorrow, 29 for your Friday. Mostly sunny, though. A bit of relief from the drizzly weather. It's Marto, Margo and Dan, by the way. Triple M.
Cooling down a bit. Dan, would you say Margot's one of Brisbane's highest-profile Mustang drivers?
I can't think of any. Certainly with their name on their licence plate, she is. That's an absolute lock, that one. Right. Who else would
biggest
be
biggest selling sports car in Australia.
Is it really?
Yep.
What's
the Ford Mustang?
I never thought about that side of things. Oh, so there's a few of you. All right, but I do need to know particulars.
What's it up against? The Subaru WRX?
What are the other sports cars?
Yeah, like Porsche. Well, I can't imagine them selling many Porsches. No,
Maserati. I don't know.
Maybe they're expensive.
Oh, hold on. The Bogan Maserati. Exactly. Is that what you call
Tesla? I don't know. I don't know what the category is. But I just remember when we were talking V8 supercars, Mark Scaife said it a couple of weeks ago. He said, biggest, fastest selling sports car in Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't necessarily watching the news. Where were you on Valentine's Day this year? Don't answer because I think I know.
Facing allegations, she hit a worker on the head with a high heel shoe as she was booted out of a singles event on Valentine's Day. The mother then accused of venting her frustration by repeatedly ramming the pub in her Ford Mustang.
Hang on!
What were you up to?
I'd like to hit you over the head with my high heel sometimes.
What were you up to? Because we know we followed you home all the way.
Police say a trail of debris led them straight to Ms. Manley's driveway.
Oh, with someone
and
else.
The banged up luxury car.
Oh, how
what
dare
about
she?
This
one? She bringing the Ford Mustang drivers into just for a pick.
Why would you run your car?
3 weeks in
she the bin? She rang a car into a post. Just like, who wins there? The post. It was just ridiculous.
Do you guys all get together at the Mustang AGM and take her Mustang off her? Yeah. No more for
Listen,
you.
Take away bring us into disrepute.
Licensing, yeah. Yes, of course. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo
and Dan. Just in the meantime, quick America update. Let me play the anthem here.
No.
Oh, sorry, not that. This one. Land of the free, home of the brave, Donald Trump. He's on the campaign trail for the election that is happening more than 18 months' time.
What is he officially on the election trail?
He's campaigning. Oh. He's going place to place and he's releasing stuff on his own social media website, Truth.
Joe Exotic, he's running too. Oh, Tiger God, King.
That's right.
Oh, you got options. That's nice, isn't it? So here's Trump on his social media platform talking about the wonderful work that he did last time that he was president. I don't even know what to say about this.
And I made farmers happy and rich again, and they're doing a fantastic job. Yep. Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth, and they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes to their children. I got rid of the death tax on farms so that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children, you can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so.
Wow.
It won't matter because, frankly, you don't have to leave them anything. Thank you very much. Have fun.
Have fun.
I love him.
What the hell was that?
I think he's talking about his own children. Here's Donald Trump Jr. Tell me if you think this bloke is someone who deserves your love and respect.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. Just watching my algorithms get crushed. I guess I did something to piss off the Instagram gods, so hopefully you're seeing this stuff anyway. We'll do what we can. Talk to you soon.
What does that
he's
mean?
He's talking about censorship. So he likes to share relatively unwoke idealism,
yes.
Conspiracy theories.
And someone's shutting it down.
And Instagram, the algorithm is shadow banned him.
That's what people who post unpopular content say. Right. Yes. Oh, I'm not getting millions of views. Oh. Is it Instagram or is it your crap content?
No, shadow banning is an actual thing.
Yeah. Mm. This is what people say who post dud content.
Wow.
So if you hate your children...
Put them on a farm.
It's okay. I just felt like he may have been... channeling thoughts of Eric and Don Jr. there. If you don't like them, don't leave them anything. We'll keep you posted with what's going on in America. What a wonderful place.
It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Margo, I don't want to alarm you.
Oh, well, don't. Is that Jaws? Jeez, that's PTSD for some people.
Sorry, it's just a dolphin.
Turn that down.
It's just a dolphin. I just saw a fin in the studio.
A scary childhood movie.
Oh. It's not a
shot. I walked past the desk.
What are you doing?
Marto's I just got went out to my desk fin. And I forgot I had my budget direct fin and I just put it on. It looks good, doesn't it?
You look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
No, because you've got your headphones on the wrong way around with your fin. Oh. You've got to go at the back.
Well, I can't see that. I'll take it off now. No, I need to talk on radio and stuff.
Hey, remember, we're not biased here at Triple M either. We don't just put fins up. We also...
I've got a hoof. I've got it on my head.
If the Broncos could send us some fake hoofs.
Yeah, send me a head hoof. Yeah. Please.
All right. Have we got it attached?
It happened again
That's
last...
better.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Oh, what did I want to talk about? I know. This.
Oh, not that.
Not that.
No, that's the
it's
one
happened
that
happened again last night.
This one is not enough news for
we haven't done one of these for a while. Has there been plenty of news gets thrown around?
If you just joined us, it was only about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, that the news went from 30 minutes to an hour. And I went, this will be interesting. Can they fill it? And no, on many occasions, they can't fill an hour.
There was. I did see a not enough news thrown around the other day when the Courier Mail advertised that Corey and I were selling our house. There was a lot
not
of.
Not enough news for the newspaper.
Who cares? Who cares? Who are they? Nobody cares. Is this seriously news?
So what goes on up there at Mount Cutha? They go, listen, we've only got 48 minutes for the hour. What are we going to do? Do we cut back to half an hour? No. We never go backwards. We stay on the hour, every hour. We
will
always
find
go.
News. We'll find it.
We will find
we'll
something
it down.
To put on the news.
We what sometimes do that in the morning.
That's half our show.
Shush,
he's
shush.
Wearing a fin on his head.
Shush, how dare
sake.
You say we don't have enough to talk about. Hey, no, what did they find to fill the hour? This sort of cabbage.
Up goes a kite and up goes the person holding it. Watch as this man flies through the air in northern China. Against a colourful canopy of soaring kites, he's gone with the wind, holding on tightly to the strong rope before making a soft landing. The man was wearing a harness and says he pulled the stunt for fun.
Was it so a parachute that he was wearing?
No, there's a kite and a bloke went up with it and they just
but
slid down like on the flying
If that
fox.
Happened in Logan, I'm interested if it's local.
No,
where did
no.
it happen?
It could happen outside
China.
This window, and I'd say that's not newsworthy. I'd go bugger off.
That's pretty interesting.
What? A man goes up in a kite. Hold on. Is this what I'll do with the next weather balloon flying across the States and then just release Chinese people down off flying foxes?
They love losing control of an airborne craft, don't they, China?
So that was a minute. Some junior producer's gone onto YouTube. Yeah. Oh, look what I found. This can go on the news tonight. And then I thought it couldn't get any worse. They obviously had a lot of hour to fill last night. Did you see...
It's much bigger than most and not quite ready to eat. An Australian-made meatball using DNA from the extinct woolly mammoth has been unveiled at a science museum in the Netherlands.
Yes. Is that woolly mammoth meatball but made out of DNA so it's synthetically produced?
A mammoth's died a million years ago or something or other. And that's
how do we still have the DNA?
I don't know.
10,000 years ago and they're frozen. Oh. So they pull it out and they recreate a big testicle. Is it a mammoth testicle? It's basically what it was, wasn't it?
Meatball.
That IKEA, though. You thought you had the world's most interesting meatballs.
With horses.
It comes allegedly.
Definitely. They are good meatballs, though. I've had their hot dogs, too.
I know.
They're only like a dollar.
They're so cheap.
They're so yummy. Hey,
I'm fine
with it. Just an allegation.
Allegedly, definitely.
They're not horse meat.
Not anymore.
Stop it.
Not anymore.
All right. Get back to the story.
The meatball is said to smell like crocodile meat. You can decide whether that's more or less enticing.
What's that got to do with
it? Definitely less enticing,
Melissa. Who goes, crocodile meat?
Mm.
That, like, what? How is that a reference point for anyone except for maybe the late great Steve Irwin
or the people of Stradbroke Island?
Who knows what crocodile meat smells
like? Why wouldn't you cross-reference elephant meat, the mammoth's closest relative?
Who's eating elephant?
Well,
you're not eating elephant, are you?
Not me.
Poachers, maybe in Africa.
That's right.
Would you eat elephant? Maybe the trunk.
I don't eat anything.
Oh, have you seen the skin, the outside skin?
Yeah. I've never tried anything unusual. You know, like kangaroo or emu or, I don't know, tong. What are they? The dugongs?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
You're not allowed to
just
eat
one, just one bronco.
Just cow and chicken.
Platypus.
The greatest of all time.
Yes, it tastes delicious.
Why don't they have elephant moisturiser? Those things could do... Have you seen how saggy so awful their skin is?
Cracked feet.
Yeah,
they need a pedicure.
It's just a giant scrotum, isn't it? Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know Marto,
Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
This guy won't be able to do the middle finger ever again because an 18-year-old trailer manufacturer in Adelaide has suffered partial amputations to both index and middle fingers and to his left ring finger while he was using a 3-metre hydraulic swing beam, shear guillotine, to cut a steel checker plate in... A spokesperson has said.
Hold on. So he's cut and checker plate with the guillotine and he's lost. Are they all on the one hand?
All his fingers on one hand.
One hand.
One hand.
What did he lose? Three of them, did you say? Ring, middle, and index on the left hand. Middle.
Both index.
Oh, no. Both
index.
And middle fingers.
What's he got a point with?
So both middles. Those fingers and then his left.
No.
Oh, so he's lost five in total.
Yes.
Hold on. Keep talking.
His severed fingers were unable to be reattached.
Hang on, his left hand is throwing a permanent shocker. He's missing all three of them.
Hold on, he's up for plenty of money. I've just gone. Anything else? Is he suing? Because he should.
Well, he'll get compa.
You can get money for this.
They're saying the workplace is being fined $300,000 for not putting proper safeguards
but
in place.
Is he getting that money?
Well, I'm not sure.
He won't be able to work anymore.
The employer expressed
unless
remorse.
He's a surfer because of the sharker.
Oh, sharkers, of course.
They entered into an early guilty plea and the employer expressed remorse, so it's been reduced from $300,000 down to $180,000. It doesn't say anything about workers' compensation or whether
right now because I'm aware of this. Total loss of the middle finger of either hand, $36,000. So he's lost two, that's 72. Total loss of the little or ring finger, was that you said ring finger or little finger?
Yeah.
That's worth 33, a little less than the... So he's up to, how many, lose five?
Mm.
He's up, he should get $180,000 for all that.
But the loss of work now for the rest of his life, he's only 18 years old.
Oh, Jesus, no. That won't get him far, 180.
I mean, who puts... The young man was given the job of working on the guillotine in the second week of his employment, despite his lack of training and experience.
But surely somebody said, there's the on button, off button, good luck.
Watch your fingers.
Yeah, careful.
Or maybe they forgot that bit.
1-3-5-3.
Is there something I'm forgetting?
What do you want?
A mate of ours, he got compo because he did his shoulder or tore all the tendons in his shoulder or something.
Are we talking about the trowel?
Not his shoulders.
My shoulders!
But he got a good payout and he doesn't have to work now. He's like a stay-at-home dad, drops the kids to school.
Living
a great life.
What, did his shoulder get chopped off?
What happened.
Has he still got his shoulder?
I don't know what happened. But 1-3-5-3, I want to know.
What?
Did you get a payout from work? How much? Like, is it enough that you can go, I'm going to retire for the rest of my life?
No.
Or do you still have to work, but just in a different industry? Because they're pretty strict, though, aren't they, the insurance companies and the work insurance claim companies?
Well, if you do your back, if you said, I've done my back and you get a payout, you can't go working with anything to do with your back. But he could go and become a stop-go man. Just surely you only need five fingers in total to...
Well, this poor 18-year-old boy, he won't be able to ever hold a stop-go sign,
will he? But I'm saying he will, because he's still got his palm and a couple of fingers, and the other fingers that are left will become really strong.
1-3-3-5-3. I'm sure plenty of our boys and girls out on the work sites.
So therefore, that's what separates us from...
It's not just limited to labour skills, though, right? I was volunteering in the bar last night at the Sports Awards presentation. I've done something... I've done some damage to my ribs, my shoulder, lifting boxes and stuff.
You shouldn't have said you did it last night. You should have said I just did it at work. That's how you get compo.
Readjusting your microphone.
I'm not suing anyone or claiming anything. I'm just saying, like, accidents happen.
This is your lawyer representing you in court.
I just shake my head and think, lucky to be alive.
Thank you, sir. Box lifting you did last night, you're a bloody hero,
I'm
mate.
I'm a bloody hero.
I can't believe you're here today.
But if you get hurt at home, make sure you limp into work.
Well hydrated. 1-3-5-3, plenty of you out on site, in the workplace, injuries, they happen, accidents happen. Did you get some payout?
How much you did your work anonymous? Accident get you? Is that what you want to know?
Is it insensitive to say it's also Money Week here on Triple M?
Yeah.
So 1-3-5-3.
Not that we're encouraging any fraudulent behaviour.
Don't cut your finger off
the
cash.
You had a genuine accident and you got paid out for it, I want to know, are they like decent amounts? Like you're throwing around $30,000 for a finger. Fingers. Is that accurate? Who makes that number up, by the way?
WorkSafe Victoria I'm reading from.
What's an eye? An eye would have to be a lot.
Michael, what happened? What did you lose?
Well, actually, it was a teacher at high school, and this was actually my brother that it happened to. Met a worker at high school, you know, and he was.
I wish your phone line was better, Michael.
Did you drop your phone in a wood chipper at work, Michael?
Hold on, Michael. Just take it off the speaker. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, go on. What happened at school? We missed from there.
So the teacher's doing a demonstration with the metal guillotine, the foot press.
Uh-oh.
He calls up one of his better students, which happened to be my brother. And he's like, Alan, come up. I'm going to line this metal up, and when I say go, you cut. Someone in the class said go. My brother cut.
Oh, wow.
What did he cut?
Whose fingers got cut off?
The teacher.
How many fingers did he lose, Michael?
Three fingers cut off. Two are reattached and missing the tip on the middle finger.
Hey, now, this is a money segment we're running here. How much did the teacher get? Did you ever find out?
Well... He got his payouts.
Yeah.
Decent one.
Couple of mil?
Yeah. I do. No.
You don't get a couple of mil.
Like God, so many fingers.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to your brother?
Well, the teacher beat the shit out of him.
While his fingers were flopping around on the guillotine base.
Yeah, well, he thought that he did it on purpose.
About that silly kid that yelled out, go, that shouldn't have?
He's the
problem. Anyway, 2 weeks later, we found out the teacher's our second cousin.
What?
What's that got to do with
it? All sorts of stuff happening over at your joint, Michael.
So it's a family affair.
Stories directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Sixth Sense.
Did your brother get a payout? Did he get a bit of...
No, my parents aren't like that. They don't like it.
Weird old family reunion when you turn up and he can't unwrap his presents.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
Sorry about that.
All those fingers in the box.
I'm interested in this one. You said two of his fingers got reattached. Did someone bung them in some ice or milk or something? What happened?
No, milk is teeth.
Milk teeth, is it? Okay, good. How did they transport the fingers?
Yeah, it was a mad rush, some ice from the staff room. Yeah. But then the school was more worried about getting sued by my parents than they were about the teacher when they were putting in the ambulance.
Oh, nothing happened to your brother. What happened to your brother? Your brother was the one that chopped her fingers off.
He got punched in the face by a bloody stump, remember?
Oh, well, you probably deserved it.
Blood off.
Yeah, it's not my blood, okay. No worry.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Did Michael talk to our producers before he came on air?
No, they've been in the kitchen making breakfast. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had, Gary from Spring Hill want to tell us about his oil rig injury.
Well, now
Mark
we haven't got time.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about getting
Michael
hit by
took
a car.
Up all the time. Mark got hit by a car.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I don't. Mark probably wasn't at work. He just wanted to call up.
Maybe we should just do the traffic and get out of here.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Troy from Burp and Gary. Three nose, car to nose, tail.
Are you okay?
You want to do the traffic, Marto?
We need to do that payout.
That was
three
car nose to tail in the right lane at Sandgate Overpass on the gateway.
That was half an hour ago, apparently.
Oh,
well.
Sorry about that.
Show's come apart.
Yeah.
We've just fallen apart at the seams.
Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Vegemite, the song. Yeah. We're happy little Vegemites for breakfast, lunch and tea. I mean, I can just sing it.
As bright as bright can be.
Bright as bright can be.
We all enjoy our Vegemites.
We're happy little Vegemites, as bright as bright can be.
We all enjoy.
We all enjoy our Vegemite for breakfast, lunch and tea.
No, don't
get rid of it.
Fry pan it
because they're going to take your Vegemite away from you, so they're not going to be happy little Vegemites.
Who?
Families travelling overseas have been stopped.
What?
From carrying a childhood favourite, with Brisbane Airport warning you, if you pack it in your carry-on, it's going to be taken off you.
Is this because it stings? If you put it in people's eyes, could be used as a weapon.
I think it's because it's like a lithium-ion battery. It's explosive.
Absolutely.
You get that much salt into that tight an area and get that at a high altitude.
15 to 20 tubes of Vegemite is being confiscated per week. What?
Tubes. Yeah. Tubes of Vegemite.
Well, because you can't take the glass jars, of course, Marto. And on international flights, there are restrictions on liquids, aerosols, gels and powders.
Are they still carrying on with that rubbish?
People are forgetting that Vegemite, a tube of Vegemite, is actually a gel. So if your tube is over 100 mils or 100 grams and it gets taken from you.
Where does it go?
I haven't flown international forever.
Well, none of us have.
No, I've forgotten all that.
Can I ask, who takes Vegemite with them anyway?
I would.
I'm confused. Why?
Well, because if you...
For like a week, do you really... Like, don't they have those little stupid sachets at the buffet?
There's no Vegemite overseas.
They do. They have it in Fiji and Bali. They've got Vegemite in the hotels.
Yeah, if you're going to, like, Spain or something, you're going to be hard to track down.
But if you're staying in a villa...
Eat Spanish food. Have paella. It's so delicious.
If you're staying in one of... No, for brekkie, though, if you're staying in one of those villas in Bali and there's no veggie and you're going, well, I got some bread.
That's all we ate for breakfast is rice with egg.
But what if you want some Vegemite on it?
Yeah, no.
Like a Vegemite paella.
Who likes Vegemite that much? Well, I mean, on Turkish, hot Turkish with melted butter, wonderful.
Yeah, see, I've got
you now. But when you're overseas, there's so many other beautiful foods you can try. Anyway.
Not at breakfast time.
I want to know, 133353, because I've got girlfriends that I've travelled with. We've gone on a few girls' trips.
They've got to take their own sheets. All right. Well, what about that time last year when your birthday, was that earlier this year?
We went to Port Douglas.
What did girls take there specifically?
A teddy.
Teddy bear.
One of the girls had a teddy bear. Ooh. She sleeps with a teddy. Another girl, she had her own silk pillowcase that she used.
That's okay.
Another girl, she had a sheet that she packed. She packed her own bed sheet.
My wife would move past the teddy, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's okay. No. Something happened and she's using that as a comforter. That's okay. My wife always has Tabasco in a handbag and salt and pepper.
Is she Beyonce? Yeah.
No, she loves a bit of spice. Is that spice? What's Beyonce sang
a song. And
what
she
about?
Said, you can't take the southern girl out of me. I always carry hot sauce in my bag.
Oh, really?
That's a very American thing to have your favourite hot sauce and take it with you.
That's
like
a very unlikely thing that I'll ever get a Beyonce reference. And again, I didn't.
Overseas a lot playing sport, Marta. Did you ever take anything in particular?
Nothing that had to go. No, it wasn't fussy.
I'm the same. I don't get it.
Drop me into a new place and I'm right.
Explain to Marta and I. Dan, I don't know about you. Do you?
I took a pillow down the Gold Coast. I left it there as well.
Oh, yes. Have you been the same person since?
Lost my thought. Well, you see me walk with a crick in my neck. You know, I feel like Latrell Mitchell.
133353. What can't you travel without? What do you take with you? Might be a lucky pair of undies or a certain pair of shoes or
a toy.
A toy. Maybe.
Battery operated.
Could be a lithium ion operated.
Whatever.
Could be Lego.
You get bored.
Maybe you like to build Lego.
I hope you don't have a two-stroke toy.
Confusing. 1-3-5-3.
Get the noise down.
What can't you travel without?
Without.
Michelle from Logan, she likes to travel with Twinings extra strong tea bags. Nothing else compares.
I choose to disagree with that.
Oh. What are you?
English breakfast man? Is that a...
I've got this really... What's it called?
Oolong.
Really, really strong tea it's called. It's from the north of England.
Really strong tea bagging. You start every day like that?
Stephen from Moggle.
Always.
What?
Always.
Steve from Moggle, what can you do not travel overseas without?
That'd be silicon earplugs so we can block out all the noise. And if you've got earplugs in, no one will talk to you.
Oh, that's clever thinking. But what about if you miss the safety advisings or,
you can still hear, it just muffles everything. Yeah. So it's like a dull muffle and you don't really have to listen to the noise around you.
Do you really need to hear those safety, it's not being rude. Nah. They don't take it personally.
No one pays attention to them, mate, so I don't listen to them.
And someone will know what to do. You just follow what they're doing.
That's it, mate. Yeah, you just run in the direction everyone else is going.
If the plane crashes, you're pretty stuffed anyway.
Yeah, don't they say to put your head between your knees so they can identify you easier after protect the teeth? Mm. Is that right? Not much chance of surviving a plane crash.
Why would you put your head between your knees? You'd have your camera going, I better film the last bit
of
content.
Don't you want to be where that little black box is? Isn't that
hiding inside it? But, I mean, if you do something...
I just shake my head and think, well... Lucky to be alive.
Well, he's getting a run.
Listen, I think you need to pull your head in. You're using that too much. You probably need to apologise.
Do you want me to play the other one now?
Yeah. I'm particularly disgusted by this behaviour and I will not tolerate it.
Thank you.
It's a noisy.
Is he talking about our show today, I think?
The whole thing. Yeah. Have we got one more Morpheus caller in us?
Morpheus from Alderley.
Morpheus? What an interesting name. Morpheus.
Yeah, it's Greek mythology.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Holy. I thought it was from The Matrix.
It is, yeah.
No, I'm a couple of days older than The Matrix.
Hey, you may as well tell us, what does Morpheus do in Greek mythology?
It's a god of sleep and dreams, and when I was adopted, I didn't sleep well when it came from a bad family, so my adopted mother figured it'd be ironic that I'd be looking after the people that are dreaming and sleeping, because I wasn't.
Oh, oh my God.
Gosh, that's amazing. Wow. What a very cool story, Morpheus. I love that.
You're a bit deep for our show.
Morpheus, tell me, what can't you travel without?
Well, I actually send Vegemite over to the Philippines because I'm married to a Filipino lady, and my palate for food is not very exciting. So we send boxes home for gifts for the nephews and nieces, and everyone I put a jar of Vegemite in there, so it's waiting for me when I get there, and I...
Oh.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is on trick to
sending it to yourself.
Yeah, to get back right there. Oh.
You spend long periods of time there, though, Morpheus. I understand that, right?
Only a week or two. Oh. But, yeah, it's got to be there.
You can't not have Vegemite for a week or so.
Yeah, no, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, nice. That would be crazy. It's good on toast, isn't it? What else do you have it on, Morpheus? Anything else? Any weird Vegemite cravings?
Mainly just the normal ones, Vegemite cheese, but you've got to have the Vegemite, like, lathered both sides.
Did you try the Vegemite roast chicken, Morpheus, at any stage that got released by Coles?
A bit weird.
No, I couldn't go there. Yeah. I used to be a chef as well, but I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, it did sound
disgusting.
Can you just play the Happy Little Vegemite one? Because Morpheus clearly a happy.
Oh, that's
Vegemite.
What you're pointing at. You're just pointing at me.
I just like to point.
Happy little Vegemite, as bright as bright can be. I can't cop this.
Stop with the gun, please.
It's just a threat.
Hard sensitive.
That's a fair way to end the show too.
And if you don't like the fact that I did that, you can. This will make up for it for you.
Now, listen. By this behaviour, and I will not tolerate it.
We could hear from him again in the future. You need to head home. You've been done well
I'm
to
injured.
Last 3.5 hours injured. Exactly.
Are you leading me in
one
again?
One more, come on.
This has been the noisy.
Oh, I just shake my head and think, well. Yeah, lucky to be alive.
We've been lucky to have you all day.
You had an opportunity.
Well played.
You should have put a would have played, Latrell.
If you have to go home, I'm going to go too.
Because Margo, I have had a sore.
Carrying this show all day.
My shoulders.
Yep. You need to.
Walk away, Burger.
Fair enough. Righto.
Mongrel dog.
That'll do.
Nice, Gary.
Who's coming up now?
Is Bethany still here?
Yay!
Oh, there she is.
Because I am the Rum Lord.
I'm not happy with a lot of things. I'm disgusted.
Someone broke the toilet.
That'd be Marta after the show.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. It'll be a team effort. Which team, you ask?
Orange team.